never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And inquiring minds want to know.
Giddy up, y'all!
Until 1984, Upper Volta was known as Upper Volta. Today, it's known as Burkina Faso.
What's Upper Volta?
It's a country.
Chad. Pile.
You know, Chad's a country.
Chad was a country.
Uh-huh.
It's not anymore.
Now they call it Ignant.
Oh, my.
Some say Texas is a country.
Oh, it is. I've been there. Several times. By the way, when we after the next news break, we have our ever clever segment where my son Taylor gives you all an idea of a cool little website you can go check out. That let's just say it's not going to be a super productive site, but it's probably going to be very entertaining. Taylor's totally terrific. We can't use tubular anymore.
Totally terrific.
I don't know. We'll come up with something.
I don't know.
Let's talk to Earl, shall we?
No, it's Peter.
Peter.
Peter's been waiting an awful long time.
Well, they've all been waiting an awful long time because we talk too much. Peter.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You have a Bluetooth question?
Yeah, I sure do. First of all, I'd just like a really simple definition of what Bluetooth is.
Yes.
And then the second part of my question is, can I use Bluetooth as a wireless connection between, like, a iPac PDA and my laptop computer?
Well, Bluetooth, actually the reason it's called Bluetooth is actually a consortium of Norwegian-based companies. Nokia and some of the others actually came up with a standard for this, and this is kind of in homage to a Nordic legend that was known as Bluetooth.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
Husker du!
But what does it do?
It's a short-range wireless technology. Very short-range.
It's really not like wireless technology you think of, like with wireless networks, where it's meant to hook up computers to get on the internet or something. It's designed, really, for devices to communicate with each other. And it was kind of developed because they had this thing called infrared, where you could take, like, an infrared printer and an infrared laptop and print to it without wires, but it was real unreliable, and it had to have line of sight, and it didn't work real well, and
it
so
was
they
stinky.
Wanted to get something better.
That's kind of my question, because I'm wondering, does it replace the infrared connection
yes.
that my laptop has?
Yes.
That's about the best thought or the best way to explain what it's really intended
for. It's far more robust than the infrared, and it doesn't require that line of sight. However, now, one of the most common uses of Bluetooth that you see people walking around with is, you know, those wireless headsets, those little communicators that are in everybody's ears nowadays.
Sure.
And they don't have any wires.
Sure.
So Bluetooth is what you use to have your cell phone connect to that. You actually train the two to talk to each other.
Okay, now, but I want to use, for my PDA, which is like an iPac, I want to use the Bluetooth connection on the PDA to connect with my Sony laptop. Is that what I want to do?
If you have Bluetooth built into both devices.
Okay.
Or you can get an external little Bluetooth, like a USB to Bluetooth converter deal.
And that is correct. You can transmit information. It's not the most, what's the word I'm looking
robust?
For?
Robust?
It's going to be slow if it's a large file. It can be a little complicated because in order to make it secure, you have to jump through hoops to be able to connect. Otherwise, anybody walking into the room could connect to your laptop.
Well, I'm thinking of updating the PDA to the laptop through that. Is that a realistic thing to think about doing?
When you say updating, what are you talking about?
Well, if I have new names and addresses and stuff like that that I've put in the PDA and I want to...
Synchronizing.
Yeah.
Synchronizing.
You can do a wireless sync, and that is built into most of the new kind of upper scale PDAs, that they do have the ability to sync up with your... And usually it's syncing up automatically, so you can set it up so that whenever I walk into the room, I'm in within range. It doesn't ask me, it just does the sync.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool when it works.
Great.
When it works.
Hey, thanks very much.
You bet. Peter, thank you, and we're going to give you some do's and don'ts about Bluetooth when we come back, too.
We can do that. That might be important.
More importantly, we have a funny, goofy, entertaining website that my son Taylor and his friend Colton are going to tell us all about here after the news break. And, of course, your calls and questions, 602-277-5827.
Earl, you are up next, so sit tight. Cleve, you're right behind. And Diane, go nowhere. If you go, I don't know what'll happen, but just don't go away. Stick around. It's the Computer Corner back right after this.
You know you need life insurance. Now you can.